Sure, the opportunity to drop someone in a dunk tank is fun. But so are robots. This one was zipping around the middle of Oswego Street in front of Blodgett Academy. It was built by the First Tech Challenge, or FTC, team in Tully. High school sophomore Matt Doolittle says they designed it with certain parameters to lift wiffle balls 30 to 90 centimeters high and dump them in a tube.
A robot has to be made out of materials that, like, anyone can get, or things that we make, like a 3D printed stuff, which is a whole challenge, and it has to be 18 by 18 by 18 inches, a cube. But it can extend bigger. So that's why we had to do these things with the bars that kind of collapse onto each other. Then we use spools to lift them up.
Doolittle says every team is encouraged to reach out to the community and educate the public. And the block party was an ideal opportunity to show kids how math and science can be used to create something cool. Just down the block, about a half dozen young artists were working on the hot pavement on an Indian-themed community chalk drawing using stencils. Luis Daniel Medina Diaz explains some of the process.
We're using chalk powder and we're using hairspray to sustain the chalk so it won't blow away and to stick for a day or two, you know.
These kids are all working very hard to prepare portfolios to apply to college.
Doreen Quinn is co-director and co-founder of the Talent Agency, a teen art portfolio development program for talented youth.
Mostly high school, a few that are post-high school and are looking to go back to, you know, get some education. And they're all hoping for creative careers.
Quinn says the young artists wanted to do something more technical, creative, and artistic beyond the typical sidewalk drawing. More examples of urban art could be seen on a 10-minute trolley tour of the neighborhood that was new to this year's block party. Debbie Stack with WCNY narrated.
We're coming up on a building on your left that has a lot of graffiti on it, and that is allowed. The owner of the building allows the artists inside and out to use the building as a graffiti palette.
The trolley tour also highlighted new houses, investments in old commercial buildings, and community gardens, all part of an effort to revitalize one of the city's poorest and most diverse neighborhoods. Scott Willis, WAER News.